After being shuttered since mid-March, museums around Massachusetts are gearing up for their reopenings. WBUR's Andrea Shea has a roundup of some of their plans.
Museum announcements have been rolling in since Governor Baker gave Phase 3 the green light. Today, the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston is sharing news about unlocking its doors in the Seaport next week, first to members on July 14th and 15th, then to the public on the 16th.
We are thrilled to reopen, to be part of the reawakening of our city, to be a place where visitors can come and encounter works of art in person.
ICA Director Jill Medvedow is also relieved this moment has arrived.
We do need the revenue. We've been closed now for 4 months.
She's not alone. Museums across the state are eager to get back to business with new safety protocols, including masks for all staff and visitors, an abundance of sanitizer stations, distancing signage, and advance purchase of time tickets to reduce occupancy. Medvedow says the ICA will limit the number of people inside the museum to 100 per hour.
It is not our intention to rush anybody through, but to be able to let people determine their own pace while we respectfully remind them and guide them to maintain physical distancing.
Also in Boston, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum will reopen on July 15th. The much larger Museum of Fine Arts says it's working towards early fall to ensure the health of its staff and visitors. In the Berkshires, the Clark Art Institute, the Norman Rockwell Museum, and the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art are opening this weekend. MassMoCA Director Joe Thompson hopes his huge museum can play a part in breaking the monotony so many people have been experiencing day after day after day.
Cabin fever is a contagion, too. And I think places like MassMoCA that have ample space and facilities and gallery guides can serve a real public purpose in that way. I mean, where else do you go that you're already used to being told to stand back and don't touch?
Thompson has also been thinking about how to serve his community in North Adams, especially the elderly and immunocompromised people who've been living in more extreme lockdown situations. He says MassMoCA will offer special hours just for them.
That group is going to need places to go, safe places where they can be in clean, well-ventilated, socially distanced, stimulating environments where they can get out of, you know, quasi house arrest.
A lot of the museums are offering free admission on their first days of reopening, including the ICA. Again, Director Jill Medvedow.
We are so determined to minimize risk and maximize safety for our visitors and our staff that I think anything we can do to remove barriers, to make it easy for people to cross the threshold back into the new normal.
But even on those free days, if you decide to venture into a museum, don't forget to reserve your tickets in advance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.